Cornell, Myron J., 1829 to 1920, and Cornelia A., 1836 to 1922. An active lay person and the younger brother of prominent evangelist Merritt E. Cornell, Myron Cornell and his wife, Cornelia, née Lyon, moved to Battle Creek, Michigan in 1856 and resided there for the rest of their lives. Myron Cornell engaged in various lines of business in Battle Creek before settling down on a nearby farm in his old age. At some point after their move to Battle Creek, Myron became a Sabbatarian Adventist, possibly in 1859, when Loughborough notes in his diary that Brother White baptized Myron and others. There are a number of mentions of Cornelia Lyon in the review going back to 1853, so it is probable that she had become a Sabbath keeper several years earlier than her husband. In 1861, Myron Cornell was chosen to be a deacon in the newly organized Battle Creek Church, a position that he held till his death. The denomination drew extensively on his administrative talents. Among many other assignments, he served on the executive committee of the Michigan Conference, was a director of the Health Reform Institute, and sat on the board of Cedar Lake Industrial Academy. Myron Cornell's solid reputation and administrative ability no doubt explain why, in 1897, Ellen White gave Cornell the power of attorney to care for her business affairs in Michigan. Thus, in 1902, she wrote from St. Helena, California, asking him to inquire if the outstanding debts for the rent of my house in Battle Creek have been collected. Earlier, in 1869, Ellen White had written several searching testimonies during a time of crisis, when Cornelia Cornell, with others, had joined forces to level unfounded charges against the Whites.